Jacksonville Jaguars GM David Caldwell, podium A. Jacksonville Jaguars GM David Caldwell, podium A.
Is this yours, Ryan? Hello, Peter. Good. I think Greg's experience with developing young quarterbacks, and I think I've said this before to you, the thing that stuck out to me most was when I was in Atlanta and what he did with the young Tampa Bay Buck team that won 10-6 and Josh Freeman, I believe, in his second year as a quarterback. I think he gets the most out of his players and puts them in a good position to succeed. I didn't make too much of it. I know there's a lot of stories out there, and maybe from their part, maybe from Doug's part. I don't really know, but I think the truth lies somewhere in between. I know Doug's a good person. I know he's a good man, and we're happy to have him on our staff. And I know Doug personally is just looking forward to the opportunity to be with us, and we're looking forward to the opportunity of him coming in and developing our young offensive line. Nate's great. He's a very intelligent young coach. He can think outside the box. I think he's going to be a good calming influence for Blake. I think he's had some experience with some young quarterbacks too. He's developed college quarterbacks. And when you meet Nate, I don't think you'll think he's a calming influence, but I think throughout the game and throughout the week, he's going to have Blake very well prepared with Coach Olson and with our offensive staff. I really thought that they came on, especially the last six games, I would say. We've talked about this with Luke, and he spent all last year rehabbing. Didn't have a lot of opportunity to get better at his role. And with another year of this year where he's in there right now working out to get stronger, to really improve his craft, I think is going to be really important. And the same with Zane. And we talked about this. When you sign a veteran, you automatically think they're going to come in and they're going to be a team leader and they're going to be a plug-and-play. But Zane, only in his fifth year, had to learn a whole new offense that was foreign to him. So there was a little bit of learning curve, but really encouraged on how both those guys ended the season. Sure. I think it's what the offensive staff's doing right now is important and critical. They're really open-minded to what we have and putting those guys in position to succeed. So it's not just about Ole's offense or what Doug and Nate brought from Buffalo, but they're going to design an offense that's going to be Jacksonville Jaguars and put us in best position to succeed. We weighed really heavily. I think for us, there's two main points. Player either has to be a cultural fit or productive. And ideally, we would like both. And when we look at those players, we hopefully that 95% of our players are really good cultural fits. The ones that aren't, we hope that we can develop them. And part of our organization philosophy is when a player comes to us, our goal is that whatever they are as a player, but as a person, that they leave Jacksonville as a better person. And Coach Bradley and his staff, they believe in developmental coaching, but we're also developing young men too. And just because a player may have had a situation in the past, don't really feel it's our job to judge. I think we've all made mistakes. I've made mistakes. And if you show remorse and you're willing to admit your mistakes and show humility and get better, we're willing to work with those type of people. Well, not only does it help you identify the guys you want, like an Aaron Colvin or a Telvin Smith, Brandon Lynn, or guys like that, but it also helps you identify the guys that may not fit from, like we just talked about, a cultural fit or from a production standpoint and or just from a schematic standpoint. So we really went in there with a narrow group of guys we wanted to focus on, and our coaches were really involved and felt good about the week we had there. And hopefully it's our last time for a long time, and or hopefully maybe 18 or 19 teams will pass on it next year and we'll do it again. Well, obviously Indianapolis, and for us, it's a total team sport. I think Indianapolis is a team that's kind of controlled the division the last 2 years, and they have a tremendous quarterback and a great coaching staff, a well-run organization, and I think we feel like we're pointing in the right direction, but we just have to focus on what we're doing on a daily basis and continue to bring in good talent for our coaching staff. We're very prepared, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We got to meet with our coaching staff the last 2 weeks. We met in the morning, we met in the afternoon for a couple hours each time and went through all the positions defensively. We gave the offensive staff an extra 2 weeks just because of the turnover, and we'll start meeting with them on Tuesday. I think it's in currently it's in the league's hands, and it's in Justin's hands, to be honest with you. The reports I've gotten secondhand is he's doing the right things. He's engaging in the program, and he's really trying to make positive strides in his life. So obviously our thoughts are with him, and we'll welcome him back if he does all the right things, and hopefully the league shows some urgency in trying to focus on him, and he shows some urgency in trying to do the right things, and right now those reports are positive.
David, your postseason evaluation and maybe what the future holds for Storm?
Storm is in his limited amount of play last year. Played well. You look at the Baltimore game, and he had a really dynamic run, and we were just watching it the other day when we were watching some free agents, and Storm has all the talent in the world, and if he comes in and he's in good shape and he's in good frame of mind, we expect big things out of him next year. Well, any year you have cap space is a good year, and but you have to be wise, and obviously just because you have a lot of money is you have to be wise with it too, to not mortgage the future. I think for us it's important that we make good decisions, but that you can't manufacture players and pay them if they're not there. So there's no sense of urgency for us to just go out and spend this for the sake of spending, but we'll be aggressive. If there's a player we want, we're going to do whatever we need to do to get him. It was great, and I thought very well deserving based on his career and the impact he's had not only on the franchises that he worked for, but the game as a whole, his contributions to the NFL and the front office, the competition committee. You're excited for guys like Bill Polian and Ron Wolf that are kind of a little bit of trailblazers in their profession to be the first two to get into the Hall of Fame. Absolutely, yeah. And he's a great sounding board. Obviously, we have Chris Polian, his son, on our staff. And Chris is a great sounding board for me, too, because Chris has done the job for 5 years. And I tried to surround myself with as much experience as I could on the personnel side. And I know Coach Bradley feels the same with the coaching side of it. And there's never enough good advice you can get. I don't think we're quite there yet, to be honest with you. I think when you're 3-13, you still have to address every position on the draft board for the most part. And we're young in this tenure here, and we're a young team, so we're still we're not in our window to say, hey, you know, we're going to be a perennial playoff team for the next 6 to 8 years. So we're still looking for dynamic players. And if somebody falls in the second round and it's it happens to be a skill position receiver or running back, we're not going to be afraid to take one of those guys, knowing that. We're still a ways away to be in where we want to be.
Charles Barkley recently came out and talked about the analytics of basketball. You guys are one of the leaders in analytics in football. How have you been able to, I guess, negotiate the old school tradition of scouts and watching the guys and seeing what you see on film and then the new information you're getting from the analytics?
Yeah, I think it's important to say, hey, it's a good tool. It's a great tool for us. And you're not going to use everything. It doesn't translate for every situation, every player. But for us, it's a good tool. It's a good system of checks and balances. And this whole industry, what we do personnel-wise, coaching-wise, is, hey, we have scouts that look at players, but a good checks and balances. Let's have the position coaches look at players. Let's have our GM look at players. Okay, what do the analytics show about this specific player? What are the probabilities of this player at this size making it in the NFL? And then there's going to be situations where you're going to maybe ignore that and you're going to go with what the coaches feel or what the scouts feel. And then there's going to be situations where you're going to say, hey, we're going to take a look at Denard Robinson in the fifth round because his speed size score shows that he could be a pretty good running back. And that would be a good example of it working. And maybe our coaches or our personnel maybe said, you know what, this is, I don't know if we have enough time to have this guy work out. And we said, well, we're in the fifth round. The probability of fifth rounders making it and starting in the NFL is not great. So let's take a kid that's great, that has dynamic speed and good size, and we feel like we can get him bigger and be a running back. And so it's a tool. It's not going to dictate decisions, but it's going to help us go to the right decision. It's I wouldn't say it's real critical. I think it's just another piece of the process. You know, there's 8 or 9 different things that we look at with players before we draft them. And this is just another part of information that we need to get. There are certain cutoffs with our what we look for in terms of speed rushers and edge rushers, and if they fall short maybe on speed, we have to really make sure that they make up for it in another facet. And so you're not always gonna be able to find the perfect player. I think Toby obviously showed when he was healthy what he could do. You know, he's a power back. He's a great in our 4-minute situation. He's very good in pass protection. He catches the ball really well in the backfield. I would assume that he would have a similar role this year for us. And Denard, you know, with his ability to continue to get better and his work ethic, if he can handle it, maybe a more expand role and maybe Storm and he splitting some reps. And we'll keep 4 running backs, and we'll just have to see, you know, if we draft another guy, if we sign somebody through free agency, and we just want to create the most competition there we can.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.